Hi there, this is Ron, and this is episode 100 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. Quite a few years to get to 100, but I finally made it. Hey, this is Ron. I just spent about half hour talking to my microphone here, and I wasn't even recording. I didn't even have it turned on. So I got to start all over, so here we go. I just wanted to fill you in on what transpired this last weekend. It was a Jeff Galloway 13.1 in downtown Atlanta, started at 11th Street. And things happened all weekend long that I participated in. First, starting off on Friday morning at 7:30, there was a breakfast that I went to. I got a complimentary entry to it and to Jeff's seminars for the morning. So I was really appreciative of that. So I got down to 200 Peachtree Street. That's where the expo was, at about 15 after 7. There were very few people there at the time, except the ones going to the breakfast. Amby Burfoot came in, and Bill Rogers, and Jeff Galloway, and Cray Kelly, who is the announcer for the race, plus the people that were there for the breakfast. It probably were in the 15 to 20 person range, I guess. All of them gave a talk while we were eating, and it was a pretty good breakfast setup. Had a good time, and it finished around 9 o'clock. So it was like from 7:30 till 9. And then right after 9, Jeff started his seminars over in another part of the expo. He had three separate seminars on like nutrition and training and that sort of stuff. So I went to all three of the seminars also. And of course that flew right by because Jeff's easy to listen to when he's talking. And after the expo was over, not the expo, the seminars were over. It was at noontime, and that's when the expo started. So I went out and got in line to get my race number and t-shirt and all that stuff. Then I headed back home. That was Friday. So that took from 7:30 in the morning until probably I left there maybe 1 o'clock in that range to head back home. Well, the next day, Saturday the 11th, Kevin Gwynn from the Extra Mile podcast and the Extra Mile Galloway edition had a meetup of all the people that listened to his podcast. Plus, there were other podcasters there. Also, there was myself from the Lost Trail Runner, James from the Seeker, Krister from Running the Narrow Path. We had a meetup with all the listeners, the listeners of Kevin's show. Tim Cleary was there, and his dad Jim and his son was also there. He came in a little bit later, and we all kind of stood around in a circle and chatted and talked about what we've done in the past and where we're from and various things like that. Some of the people there are people that call in to leave messages for Kevin quite frequently. So you can almost consider them podcasters too. So we had that meetup, and then once the meetup finished, we went out into the Westin, I guess it's the lobby, and got up on a set of stairs and got our picture taken. I think it's on Facebook somewhere. After that was over, I headed on back home. I think that day, the second day, Saturday, I caught the MARTA train down from Doraville to Peachtree Center, and you come right out of the Peachtree Center station and go around the corner and the expo's right there. So it was pretty convenient. And then Sunday morning was the race, and it was about 6:30 when I caught the train at Doraville to go down to the race start at 11th Street. And the Midtown train station for MARTA is at 10th Street, so I only had to walk a block after I got off the train to get to the start line, which was pretty good. And of course, it's a downhill start. And of course, Jeff had been promoting all weekend that it was a downhill course because the start was a higher elevation than the finish was. But I would say it wasn't exactly a downhill course. It had downhills on it, but it had uphills too to make up for it. I tell you what, I don't know. I guess my definition of a downhill course and Jeff Galloway's definition of a downhill course are two different things, because it was definitely not downhill to me, except in the, I guess it was the 10th mile maybe, in that range, 10th to 11th mile, there was a long, long downhill on Piedmont Road, and it was definitely a long downhill, and I did pick up the pace running down that hill, and by the time I got down the bottom and turned the corner to the right on Monroe Avenue, I could feel it in my quads that I'd been running downhill. And I did Jeff's half marathon training program, I can't say religiously, okay? I did it. But as you know, if you do any of Jeff's programs, he over distances, right? I mean, if you're going to do a marathon, you're going to be running 27, 28 miles. And with a half marathon, you're going to be running 15, 16, something like that. Well, those runs, I kind of skipped, you know? I did get some 11 milers in, but I never did get anything longer than 11. I had run a 13 a couple of months before, and a training run, but that wasn't during the training program. And I did do speed work, and I did various other things, and I did the Magic Mile. I did a couple of them. So I knew by the Magic Mile that I was in shape to run a half somewhere between 11 and 12 minute pace. I wasn't a speed demon because I'd been training with my daughter and we'd be running, you know, over 13, between 13 and 14 minute miles on our training runs. And of course on my long runs, Jeff says to really slow down, so I would try to run them between 14 and 15. There were a couple of them I still ran high 13s. But anyway, using the Magic Mile, I knew that I could probably hang in right around 11:30 pace for the race, 11:24, 25, in that range, you know. Disregarding the heat and the hills, okay? So I felt confident there was no problem as far as running this race. And I pretty much did that all the way through until after I went down that hill on Piedmont near the end, turned the corner on the Monroe, hit about the 11th mile into the park, 11 to 12, 12 to 13, yeah, right. And there is no wall in a half marathon, but I could definitely tell in my legs that I'd run down that long hill. And I had been clicking off about 11, 17, 11, 24, 11, you know, in that range for the first about 11 miles. Well, 11 to 12 and 12 to 13, they were 12 somethings. I slowed down considerably, not because I wanted to, but anyway, I ended up finishing the race in like 2:32:06 was my chip time for the race. And I didn't know how I finished. And then finally yesterday, I found out that there were 11 people in my age group and I came in third. So I didn't feel too bad about that. And of course, when I was running between 11 miles and 12 miles during the race and 12 miles to 13 miles, I was thinking, maybe I'm getting too old to do a half marathon. 74. But then I was thinking, no, Jim Cleary's dad's 80 and he's doing it. So if he can do it, and I'm only 74, why am I whining? You know what I'm saying? So I finished up, and did I say Tim Cleary or Jim Cleary? Anyway, Tim's dad is Jim, and I'll be talking and I'll swap names out here. Subconsciously, anyway, Jim Cleary is a dad and he's 80. So I figured if he's 80 and he can be still running and I'm 74, I know I can do it too. So anyway, I finished up the race, felt pretty good afterwards, even though I'd slowed down the last 2 miles, and hung around the finish line for quite a while. They had a box of snacks they gave you, a bottle of water. Of course, you got your race medal. And I had taken a bag with a change of shirt and a little wipe to, you know, clean myself off with as far as sweat and all. So I did that, and that made me feel really good. I felt fresh there. And I took my snacks and went over to a pavilion, sat down and ate my snacks and drank my water. Then I got up after a while and went back over to the finish line and ran into Tim Cleary again, and his dad was finishing, and talked with them a little bit, and there was a guy leaning on the barrier there at the finish line, and it was Chris Russell. And I'd listened to Chris for years, but I'd never met him. And started talking to Chris, and I had to walk back over to the 10th Street station from Piedmont Park to catch the train back to Doraville. And Chris had parked the car past there on the other side of the expressway, I guess. So we walked from the park up to the 10th Street station, talking the whole way, had a good time. And I went in to catch the train and he went to get his car. And I guess he's in town for the week on business. So I had a good race. It's about the slowest one I've had in a couple of years. But hey, that's all right. Got through it, right? So the next day, the 14th, I went online, registered for next year's race. So I guess I didn't retire from doing half marathons after all. And hopefully I can keep on going. Oh, and if you registered online now, between now and the end of the year, I think it's only $49. It cost me $69 because, being a dummy, I went online, registered, and then, of course, logged out. And then I went on Facebook to look at something, and Kevin had put a post on there about putting a code in to get a $49 rate. So it cost me $20 more. for being a dummy, but what the heck, that's still pretty cheap for a half marathon, particularly when you look at what Disney's charging for them nowadays. I'm out at Stone Mountain walking right now, and there's a biplane flying over my head, you may be able to hear. I decided I'll come out here and walk for a week. That half marathon, I guess, is going to be my last run of the year, because tomorrow morning I go in for surgery on my back. I've got a, what they call it, a squamous cell carcinoma, which is a form of skin cancer. I don't think it's the worst one, of course. And it's going to get removed. But prior to the race, when I had made my appointment, they had scheduled me for surgery before the race. And I said, well, this won't interfere with me training and running for that half marathon. And they said, oh, you can't run. Not after you get your back cut on. You're going to have stitches and everything. You can't run. You can't run that race. And I went, oh, really? And they said, well, tell you what we'll do. We'll schedule your surgery for after the race. So you can run it, then you can have your surgery, and then you can't run again until you get the stitches out, which is a couple of weeks. So I guess I'm on a forced retirement here until after the first of the year. Well, it better be the first of the year, because I've already signed up for the resolution run that the track club puts on January 1st. So, hopefully, that will be okay. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my ramblings, and I'll put this in the can, and I'll see you later. I wanted to let you know that I have a SpeakPipe widget on my website. The widget can be used to call in and leave comments about the podcast. I'll put the link in the show notes of the podcast. I also have an email address if you want to send me a comment via email. It's ron@losttrailrunner.com.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.